My dearly beloved in Christ, it is wonderful that we have this great feast of St. Michael on the 29th of September. There is another feast on May the 8th in honor of St. Michael. And this particular feast today is meant to honor not only St. Michael, but all of the choirs of blessed spirits, the various choirs of angels. St. Paul enumerates them. The cherubim and seraphim, the thrones and dominations, the virtues, the powers, the principalities, and of course the angels and archangels. Nine choirs of blessed spirits, innumerable angels. And we know that there is a, so to speak, a spirit world. There are the good angels, and there are the bad angels. And they are around us all the time. The bad angels, the devils, tempting us, trying to draw us away from Almighty God. Our holy guardian angel, our faithful companion, praying for us daily, inspiring us. And not only our guardian angels, but if we could see them, we would see hundreds, perhaps thousands, perhaps even millions of angels here in the sanctuary adoring our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. So there are innumerable angels. And we know that when God created them, he gave them a test so that they might earn the happiness of heaven. And sadly, about a third of those angels rebelled. And they followed the leadership of Lucifer. Now, Lucifer had been the most gifted of the angels, the most beautiful, the most gifted with intelligence and so forth. But he fell into pride, and he wanted to be like God. And he was challenged by Saint Michael. Michael said, "Who can be like God? Who is like God?" In fact, the name Michael, Mikael, means "who is like unto God." And that was his battle cry, you might say. He gathered about him the good angels, the faithful angels, and they drove Lucifer and the other fallen angels out of heaven into hell. So Saint Michael had that first victory over the devil, and he is always victorious. In the Old Testament, we read about Saint Michael defending and protecting the chosen people. He assisted the Maccabees in their struggles for their faith. In the New Testament times, he is mentioned by Saint Jude in his epistle, and he is particularly mentioned by St. John in the Apocalypse. We just read from the Apocalypse for the epistle of today's Mass. And St. John in that book, the last book of the Bible, tells us that St. Michael in the end times will defeat the Antichrist, the man of sin, will bind them and cast them into hell. So he will have that final victory just as he had the first victory in heaven. And so we should invoke St. Michael. We should remember that he is a powerful angel. In 1950, Pope Pius XII declared St. Michael the patron saint of policemen. Law enforcement officers should have a devotion to St. Michael and invoke him. The prayer to St. Michael that we regularly recite after Mass, after a low Mass, and also we are accustomed to pray after our rosary, was written by Pope Leo XIII, a great pope who had a long and glorious reign for 25 years, from 1878 to 1903. He was followed by Pope Pius X. Pope Leo XIII once had a vision, and it was in October of 1884. And he saw the devil speaking to Christ. And Lucifer challenged Christ. He said, "If you allow me a little more freedom, I can destroy your church." And our Lord said, "How much time do you need?" And he said, "In 100 years, with 100 years, I will destroy your church." Now, of course, we know that the devil will never destroy the church, because we have Christ's promise that the gates of hell will not prevail against it. But in his pride, he determined to destroy the church. And indeed, we must admit, he has been very successful. if we think of Vatican II and we think of the loss of faith, which is within 100 years of that vision in 1884, the loss of faith of so many thousands, even millions of Catholics who gave up their faith due to the clever deceits of the devil through modernism at the time of Vatican II and subsequently. Now, when Pope Leo XIII had that vision, it is said he fainted. And when he came to himself, he sat down and he wrote that prayer to Saint Michael that we pray daily. So it is a powerful prayer. It is an important prayer. We have thought to ourselves, when we were able to obtain Mount Saint Michael, which was almost 50 years ago, 47 years ago, that we obtained Mount St. Michael, that was also, perhaps, providentially, a reminder to us to have a greater devotion to this great and glorious archangel, our champion, that he will help us in our own daily battles against the devil and his temptations. So we should remember the angels, our guardian angel, especially St. Michael, all of the heavenly choirs, and invoke them. Now, in today's gospel, our Lord speaks about the evil of scandal. What a terrible thing scandal is, because it leads souls away from God. And our Lord says there are going to be scandals. It must needs be that scandals come, meaning given fallen human nature, there are going to be scandals. But nevertheless, woe to that man from whom scandal comes. So, you might ask, exactly what is scandal? Well, scandal is a sin against charity, because we have the obligation to love our neighbor for the love of God. And insofar as our neighbor is concerned, we especially should be concerned about his spiritual well-being. But scandal is a sin that harms the souls of others. Let me read from a theology book on scandal. Scandal given, also called act of scandal, is some word or act that is itself evil or has the appearance of evil and is consequently the occasion of the sin of another. But scandal may be given, although no sin follow. It is the incitement to sin that is scandal. So it's a bad example or an incitement to sin. Scandal is not given to one who is already determined to sin, nor to one who would not at all be induced to sin by the bad example given. There is also passive scandal, or scandal that is taken. That is the sin of another occasioned by scandal having been given. There are many other divisions of scandal, but the worst, I will read, is called diabolical scandal. Scandal is diabolical if the giver of it wishes the sin of another as that other's evil or as an offense against God. Another kind of scandal is called Pharisaical scandal. Remember when the disciples came to our Lord and they said, "The Pharisees are scandalized at what you said." And our Lord said, "Let them alone, they are blind." So they took scandal when no scandal was given in their pride, believing that our Lord was breaking the Sabbath by healing someone on a Sabbath day. So that's Pharisaical scandal. Now we must be very careful that we are not guilty of giving scandal. Scandal is such a terrible thing, and you read the words in today's Gospels of our Lord saying what will happen to one who gives scandal. He says it would be better for him to have a millstone hanged around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea rather than to scandalize a child. And we hear those frightening words, that woe to him who is guilty of scandal. And then you think about the amount of scandal today. Scandal everywhere. Scandal on the television set, on the computer. Scandal in written works, in songs, etc. The way people dress. There are scandals everywhere, and what a responsibility for those who give scandal. But parents must be careful because they can be guilty of scandal, by not shielding their children as best they can from danger. Allowing children, for example, just simply to watch television or not carefully screening the movies they allow their children to watch or to use the computer unsupervised. So there are ways by which even parents can be guilty of scandalizing their own children. And when you think about the evil of scandal, just imagine an older person, teenager maybe, who scandalizes a child and becomes the cause of that first mortal sin on the part of that child. And then that mortal sin becomes a habit. And eventually, as that child grows up, becomes an adult, lives his or her life, and dies, and that child, that person, is lost for all eternity because of that first scandal that led to a life of sin. What a responsibility. So let us be careful to always give good example. And our Lord, when he condemns scandal, he says that the person ought to be drowned in the depths of the sea because their angels always see the face of my Father in heaven. So that's why this gospel is put on the Feast of St. Michael, and also this coming Wednesday, October 2nd, the Feast of the Guardian Angels, because our angels are guarding us, but they also are in heaven, and they behold the beatific vision at all times. Let us be aware of the angels, invoke the angels, and not cause them shame by doing anything which is offensive to Almighty God, and especially be very careful never to be guilty of giving scandal, and on our part, to do everything we can to stay away from all occasions of sin, lest we disfigure our soul and thereby cause our angels to blush, to be sad, but rather honor them by living good Catholic lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.